Artisans from a program for adults with developmental and social disabilities have a new space in New Haven to create and display their weavings, hand-marbled silk scarves, and other items. As Connecticut Public Radio's Diane Orson visited Chapel Haven's UArts program in the heart of Westville Friday for the opening.
These are the soaps. It's beautiful.
Yeah, like a floral flower soaps. And you have different scents that you can smell.
28-year-old Rachel Wharton is part of a 2-year artisan training program at Chapel Haven.
I like to make soaps, scarves, and ties.
And was it hard to learn how to do that?
It was kind of hard for me to get used to the basics of like how to go by step and learn the process, because it takes time. It takes a little, kind of like have your mind has to be like whatever the person says to you, you have to like follow the directions.
It requires a lot of focus, a lot of detail, and of course anybody can struggle with attention to detail, but every day just gets better.
Stephanie Berberich is program manager for UArts Chapel Haven.
The individuals that participate, some are on the autism spectrum and some of them have Asperger's, others Down syndrome.
She says in addition to artisan training, the program teaches customer service skills.
They can learn how to use the register system to make the sales. They can represent their artwork.
And artisan Rachel Wharton says she's learning larger life skills.
Being independent and learning how to be independent, like learning how to adapt with opportunities and able to be with friends and knowing that you can always have a person to like guide you through.
Diane Orson, Connecticut Public Radio.